Ian Unsworth, Andrew Seliver with you on the pregame show behind home plate. Slightly to the right, looking out at beautiful, partly cloudy skies. The sun poking through. 80-degree day has us primed for some afternoon baseball. Throughout the series, Hub City's taken advantage of every Greenville mistake. Last night, in a pitching matchup that was primed to shine, Spartanburgers got the best out of David Davalio while jumping on Juan Valera, the 18-year-old righty for Greenville, extremely early.
Electric stuff from Valera, but when he was in the zone, Hub City took advantage. You'll hear from hitting coach Drew Sanis later on in this pregame show. He talks about taking advantage of those opportunities that have been few and far between in a pretty well-pitched series so far. Pregame show, he talks about taking advantage of those opportunities that have been few and far between in a pretty well-pitched series so far.
Story of the cat, the paper towel roll, and the stove burner that was left on. Well, the pros from SurfPro did, but it's no surprise you didn't. Because when it comes to fire damage, the cleanup specialists at SurfPro of Spartanburg know how to make like it never even happened happen. So if unexpected damage ever strikes your home or business, give them a call at 864-576-7499. SurfPro, cleaning, restoration, construction. Independently owned and operated.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Back here on the Spartanburgers pregame show, getting ready for game 5 of 6 between Greenville and City. Spartanburgers trying to take the series this afternoon. Seliver joined by Drew Sanis, the hitting coach for the Spartanburgers. Drew, how would you analyze the first couple weeks of the season so far?
Productive, I think, is the takeaway so far. I think right now with this group, we feel like they're quite a bit ahead of where we were at with last year, considering a lot of right now. I think it's been really to see the growth so far last year this time to now where they're some of the
you're in high A with the Rangers. You spent the last two over in Hickory. You get to work with a lot of the same guys, I'm sure, when you return after year. What's it like to kind of see their development from what?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, it's rewarding aspect. You see the time they put in, you see the work, the fruits of the labor per se. That's what it comes down to, consistency day to day. Me, it's more so the seeing them move on to double A and then further beyond that really it starts to come to my mind a little bit more when that happens. But right now it's like it's been really rewarding.
You look at the start of the season on the hitting side, obviously guys are trying to get back into the full swing of things after the offseason. A lot of coaches say that you dominate at the start of the year. As a hitting coach, what do you say to the guys to try and get them ready here in the first month of the season?
I think it's simplification, really. Simplifying the messaging. It's really a lot of these guys keep things very simple. I think numbers can be for a lot of these guys right now, they're keep their head on their shoulders and
the coach that oftentimes looks at the numbers, or do you kind of toss the data aside?
No, I'm very much so. It's definitely a part of my daily process for sure, and I even have making the right decisions given all the information too. That at the end of the day, enough information. Not bring you the player at that game. For sure.
What does the daily process for Drew Sanis look like on a game day with the Spartanburgers?
A lot of it comes down to, I mean, for sure.
What does the daily process for Drew Sanis look like on a game day with the Spartanburgers?
A lot of it comes down to, I mean, field, usually get to work. It's basically review last night's game a little bit. See kind of if there's anything really glaring. Going to training for the day, making sure that we're getting everything that attacking kind of their individual. And after that, it's preparation for the starter and all those kind of things. Switch from develop.
Early offense carried Hub City to a 6-2 win last night. What did you see when you reviewed the tape?
A lot of it was coming down to taking advantage of... they've been stingy so far, as they say it. A lot of breaking balls, a lot of stuff off the plate, strike to ball. Last night we took advantage of.
For you so far this season, are there a few players that you've really seen progress a lot over the course of the first few weeks?
For sure. I think just the growth of a lot of them last year to this year, Anthony. Really, really positive thing specifically. But seeing the growth that he's had. Some of those other guys that were with. Really, everyone is.
Got your coaching start with community college up in North Iowa.
Correct.
What'd you learn as the head
coach? I think the biggest thing was that development takes a lot of time and a lot of resources in the sense of being able to put especially at the junior college realm, say in college baseball, you have time. Didn't have time necessarily. We were really making sure guys were preparing themselves to move on and contribute at a 4-year. It's led me into this, seeing that these guys are.
What led you from that college coaching level to moving and joining this minor league group?
Was actually pretty fortunate to be around some really quality people at the junior. Pitching coordinator for the Phillies now, and he was our head coach there, who's a hitting guy that I got the pleasure to work with, Sean Schleicher. Some really, really, really good people around me that this organization as well. And
moving from Hickory to Spartanburg, first impressions of the town, the ballpark, everything here?
I mean, it's beautiful what they've done. I can't say enough about how well manicured and everything is taken care of. Down to every one of those things where the fantastic thus far.
Drew, appreciate the time. Enjoy the afternoon.
Great. Thank you.
Back after this on the Spartanburgers pregame show.
Bring your big group outing to the ballpark with the Spartanburgers. Fifth Third Park's specialty group areas are the perfect place for your small or large group outing. Whether it's a birthday party or business event, the Spartanburgers have packages that allow you to customize your experience. Group tickets start at just $10. Interested in hosting an outing at a Spartanburgers game? Email tickets at hcspartanburgers.com for more information. See you at the ballpark.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So, you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Fifth Third Bank is a proud sponsor of the Hub City Spartanburgers. Visit Fifth Third Bank in Spartanburg at 1585 East Main Street. Now back to Spartanburgers baseball on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3.
Spartanburgers lineup announced as we sit high above home plate and watch the lettuce green tops, white pants, and caps to match the jersey stream onto this beautiful diamond at Fifth Third Park. Ian Unsworth, Andrew Sulliver with you just a couple minutes before first pitch between Spartanburgers and Drive. Visiting Greenville, 8-10. Liam Carroll's lineup starts with two of the first three batting from the left side. Yoferi Rodriguez, Nizan Zanatello, righty hitting shortstop, but then Nelly Taylor starts with two of the first three batting from the left side. Yoferi Rodriguez, Nizan Zanatello, righty hitting shortstop, but then Nelly Taylor follows it up. He's the DH. He will swing left-handed. Zach Earhart hits cleanup. Miguel Blaise, fifth. Brooks Brandon playing first today, bats sixth. Malvin Arcantara ended. Zach Earhart hits cleanup. Miguel Blaise, fifth. Brooks Brandon playing first today, bats sixth. Malvin Arcantara is at second. Hudson White batting eighth, catching. And Framy DeLeon plays third and hits in the nine hole. They face DJ McCarty, the Hub City righty, who's right behind the mound. We'll step aside for the national anthem and be back with first pitch.
Get ready, Spartanburg. It's not just the Hub City Spartanburgers making a comeback. Spartanburg Community College is excited to extend the Live to Chase initiative for the 2024-2025 academic year. Say goodbye to high college costs with our full tuition scholarships. Funds are first come, first served, so apply today. Visit sccgoesfree.com to learn more.
Did you ever hear the story of the cat, the paper towel roll, and the stove burner that was left on? Well, the pros from SurfPro did, but it's no surprise you didn't. Because when it comes to fire damage, the cleanup specialists at SurfPro of Spartanburg know how to make like it never even happened happen. So if unexpected damage ever strikes your home or business, give them a call at 864-576-7499. SurfPro, cleaning, restoration, construction, independently owned and operated. 499, SurfPro, cleaning, restoration, construction, independently owned and operated.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Time for baseball between Hub City and Greenville. The I-85 rivalry ready for game number 5 of 6. The first series played in downtown Spartanburg between these two rivals. Baseball, temperature just over 80 degrees. 1-0 pitch, cranked foul down the first base line. Partly cloudy skies, got a big gray cloud hanging over the park at the moment, but that should pass on. We see blue to our left. McCarty, the 1-1. Rodriguez takes shoulder high, called strike two.
Weather says we should be good at least for the first 5 innings or so. Maybe some rain around 6.
1-2, way inside. Rodriguez backs out of the way.
But even that's just about a 40% chance right now, so we'll see.
WSPA weather report. 2 to Rodriguez. Right on left, McCarty, the pitch. Max Rodriguez off the dish. 4-pitch mix for DJ McCarty. Starts with the sinker, which gets up to 96. Cutter and slider, and the changeup. His payoff, McCarty. Starts with the sinker, which gets up to 96. Cutter and slider, and the changeup. His payoff, not in time. Headfirst dive from Zanatello to beat the tag from Hardy. Called a strike on the outside corner. Taylor's in an 0-2 hole, but he has a runner in scoring position. It's on Zanatello, who just got his fourth bag of the year. Hardy delivers. Dives into the dirt. already given up 11 runs. Burned. Pitch. Clubs a ground ball foul. First base side. Big tomahawk of a swing. Getting started at Fifth Third Park. Goal hitter Nelly Taylor and a 1-2 count. Mello on second after his four-pitch walk. No score yet. The runner delivers home. It's called strike three. Breaking ball backs up to the outside corner. McCarty with his first K of the day. Last two starts, McCarty's had five strikeouts apiece. First, Earhart, right-handed hitting left fielder ready. The pitch. In high for ball one.
Good use of the changeup there for that first strikeout. Took a little off of it and good location. That was the even better part of that pitch, was right at the knees, and he really froze Taylor.
1-0 pitch. Sinker for a strike. No question about it.
Party similar to Davalio from last night. Not a guy that's going to overpower you with high 90s velo, so it's a lot about that mixing of pitches and his four-pitch arsenal.
Righty's 1-1. Bends outside.
Slider. Cutter and sinker along with the changeup. Pops out in the low to mid-90s. Most of his sinkers so far today around 93.
Base side of the rubber from the stretch. The 2-1 pitch. Popped foul. Over the roof. Benatello on second. Made any advance toward third, but couldn't get aggressive in a 2-2 count with two outs. Hart takes an extra second and takes his time out. Coming off a 1-for-5 evening last night. Out three times. Hardy peers home and fires. Off speed, floated into shallow right. Jones hustling in, but he can't get there. Zanatello running hard on contact, scores from second. Full one, Hub City nothing in the top of the first. Earhart with a little bloop into shallow right. RBI of the year. Hit all that hard, but just did enough. Rolling the vast outfield, and Cook had to shade a bit towards the runner on second base.
A tough one to give up if you're McCarty. Hit hard whatsoever.
Pitch home. Miguel Blyce lines the first pitch into left. Dreiling cuts it off before it reaches the gap, so Earhart can only go 90 feet. That was stung.
Speaking of hit hard, yes, that was scorched. But this is McCarty, who has struggled in his first innings so far this year. He's already given up three runs across his three first innings of work. Looked like he might have the pitch to get out of the inning, and it was just good placement off the bat of Earhart, and this inning continues.
On two out. Here's Brooks Brannan. The pitch. Off speed, up and outside. First time we've seen Brannan at first base. Designated hitter twice. He's caught. Time in the infield. 1-0 pitch. Fastball fouled back. Time in the infield. 1-0 pitch. Fastball fouled back. Hitting 218. Nineteenth game. Here's at second. Delivers. At the knee, strike two. Just about the time when guys get to 50, 55 at-bats, season numbers start to calm down and settle into what turns into a trend. Averages become a bit more than just small game sample sizes. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball retires Brannon and ends the top of the first. Greenville gets a run across with a walk and two hits. Earhart scores. Zanatello trialing Gutierrez and Jones. Lead it off against righty Jedickson Paez when we come back on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Test Director Rick from ServPro, the leader in cleaning, restoration, and construction. It's my job to make sure our pros are prepared for any damage, fixed. Blood damage, we're on it. Fire damage, not anymore. Aliens, we cleaned those sites a while ago. No matter the disaster, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Find out why ServPro is the number one choice for residential and commercial restoration projects, large and small. Visit ServPro.com today.
If you want to hit a home run picking a pest control company, then knock it out of the park with the local and trusted J&N Pest Control and Wildlife. Serving the upstate since 2001, taking care of all of your roaches, bees, ants, termites, and so much more. It's time to get off the bench and give them a call at 864-590-4039. That's 864-590-4039. J&N Pest Control and Wildlife.
Interested in making a trip to the ballpark a weekly occurrence? Check out the Spartanburgers season ticket memberships. For under $200, you can choose from three different 12-game packages. The Friday Fireworks package gets you into every Friday night fireworks show at Fifth Third Park. Meanwhile, the midweek or weekender plans offer tons of variety. Our quarter season memberships include a team store discount and plenty of other perks. Pick the pack that's best for you. Visit HubCitySpartanburgers.com.
Drive strike early, take a 1-0 lead over the Spartanburgers as we head to the bottom of the first at Fifth Third Park. Dylan Dreiling stepping up, left-handed hitter to face the righty, Jedickson Paez. Fourth start of the year for the Venezuelan. So far, he's got two losses, but just a 2 ERA. His first pitch pops the mitt of catcher Hudson White, but it's a little high. Right on left to start. Paez, glove to the face, steps back, pumps and deals. Dreiling takes another heater. Two balls, no strikes. Run on two hits in the top of the first for Greenville. Spartanburgers offense can respond. The 2-0 to Dreiling. Off speed, taken for a strike. Dreiling's average creeping close to 290. Had a heck of a week. One. Soft stuff for strike two. 7-for-14 in the series. Couple doubles. Attention for South Atlantic League Player of the Week. 2-2. Off speed. Rope down the right field line, but foul. Dreiling out in front of a slider. Almost kept it fair for extra bases. Have to deal with the five-pitch mix of Paez, someone whose build is having some of the best command in the Red Sox system. Righty deals. Change up and it's outside. 6-1, 170. Paez long and limber on the hill. Fastball tops out at around 95, but he's got four off-speed pitches to use. All of them. 3-2 to Dreiling. The pitch. Foul back. Dreiling uppercuts a breaking ball to the backstop. Count stays 3-2. Cutter, changeup, slider, and curve. All in the low to mid-80s for Jedickson Paez. B2 pitch, ripped foul off the tarp down the right field line.
Cut fastball inside. Better first AB today than yesterday for Dreiling, I'll tell you that much.
Another payoff. Dreiling takes a changeup in the dirt. Ball four.
Quality AB, nine pitches from your leadoff batter. That helps everybody else the rest of the way here in the first inning.
It gives McCarty some time to breathe after he threw 25 in the top of the first.
Yesterday, Dreiling went down quickly, strikeout looking. Turned around to the dugout before the pitch landed. He knew it was a strike.
Right on right. Gutierrez takes a knee-high heater. The center fielder for Hub City. Steady throughout the early season, batting.